And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I'm joined in the studio by Brian Sylvie, Director of Bands here at the University of Missouri School of Music. And we are here to talk about the upcoming University Wind Ensemble plus the All Juniors Honor Band performance. That's coming up this Monday. That's February 18th at 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater. Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us about... tell us about this performance.
Sure. I'll start with the All Juniors Honor Band. This was an idea that we started about 5 years ago. And so we invite very talented juniors from across the state to join us in a joint concert with the Wind Ensemble. And my colleague and I, Dr. Amy Knops, who's the Associate Director of Bands, lead them in rehearsals on Sunday and Monday. And then we share that concert on Monday night. So we've got about 67, I think, at last count, juniors from across the state who are participants in their all-district bands and all-state band here on the MU campus.
Very cool. I bet that's it's a great experience for the juniors, and it's a great opportunity for the University School of Music to recruit some aspiring young talents from around the state.
Exactly. And so the way we positioned this several years ago was to invite juniors to get a leg up on the recruiting aspect of this so that we can get them on campus and they'll be having master classes and sectionals with all of our applied music faculty. They get a campus tour. Part of that this year will be making sure we take them by our soon-to-be new School of Music that goes online in January of 2020. They get to dine at a university campus facility. And so it's really like being here on campus as a music major. We want to expose them to that very early. And we've seen some really good fruits from that over the past several years with getting people on campus early and getting them excited about potentially being a Tiger.
Very cool. And so... What is the All Juniors Band going to be performing? Do they perform all by themselves, or?
That's a great question. Yeah, so they'll present their own concert immediately prior to the Wind Ensemble concert at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater. So we have four selections that we've programmed with them representing a variety of music. And the nicest thing about that music is it's mostly pretty difficult because we have some very talented students from across the state. So in a very short amount of time, essentially a day and a half, we're able to work up some very challenging repertoire. We want to give them a good example of the type of music that they would also be performing as college music majors. And because they're so talented, we're able to do that very quickly.
Very cool. And then we've got that. And then also the University Wind Ensemble gets to perform as well. So
yes.
What is the Wind Ensemble doing?
Well, we're doing four tunes as well. We, because of the weather and our recent MMEA performance at our state conference, we've had a lack of rehearsal time to get a lot of music together, but that's okay. What we do play is going to sound very good. And on this concert, we're opening with Overture to Candide, a very famous overture by Leonard Bernstein. Features our woodwind section, and they're doing a great job on that. And then probably the most interesting piece we're doing features two of our percussion faculty, Dr. Megan Arnes, and then Dr. Julia Gaines, who also serves as the School of Music department chair. And so I joked with the Wind Ensemble when they came in to rehearse. I said, when your boss tells you you're doing a double percussion concerto, you're doing a double percussion concerto. So I joked with Julia about that, but they sound terrific. And it's just not something you hear a lot with wind ensembles, two percussionists doing a concerto. And I'd invite anyone in the community and beyond to come out and hear the Wind Ensemble, particularly that piece, which is called The Rule of Five, and is a very new piece of music for Wind Ensemble.
Yeah, she seemed pretty excited about it the last couple of times we've had Julia on the program.
Yeah, so she doesn't get to perform as much as when she was percussion professor, so I think she's enjoying this foray back into the Wind Ensemble / percussion world.
Nice. So you talked about your trip to the Ozarks for MMEA.
Yes,
how was that?
That went really well. It was super well received by the band directors and the other music educators who were in the audience. And that was probably about 3 weeks ago, played to a standing room only crowd of about 800 people, which is terrific and scary at the same time because those are all people who are very fine musicians and conductors. But I was really proud of the students. They played as well as they could have and just had a really fine musical performance.
Wonderful. And were you involved with the National Choir Director's performance?
I'm not, but since I'm here, I'll plug my colleague's work as well.
Go for it.
They're, I think in 2 weeks, they'll be performing at the Kauffman Center, our Orchestra, along with their university singers, who was selected to perform at the National ACDA Conference, American Choral Directors Association. And so it's just been a real great couple of months for large ensembles in the School of Music between orchestra, university singers, and wind ensembles. So we're just proud of all of their musical contributions.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for all your hard work.
Well, it's easy when you have talented students. I say this all the time. I mean, it's our pleasure to get to lead such fine instrumentalists and singers.
Well, fantastic. All right, so this is coming up Monday, February the 18th at 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater. This is the All Juniors Honor Band, which is a collection of great junior high school or high school junior level musicians from around the state, plus the University Wind Ensemble featuring Dr. Knobs and Dr. Gaines and
Dr. Arns.
And Dr. Arns.
Just a lot of doctors are out there. So.
All in one place. Having a great time. And make sure you get out and catch this show. Brian, thanks so much for coming out. And we'll see you around.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Absolutely.